Welcome back to the Life Point Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the Missions in 1825 pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, I had the privilege to share it at our Westerville campus. And we looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. One of the things that it says there, verses 1 through 8, it talks about time, right? It says, for everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Time to be born, a time to die, time to kill, time to heal, time to weep, time to laugh. And it goes through all these things, time to love, time to hate, time for war, time for peace. And obviously, overwhelmingly, the key word there is time. And so we talked about some truths about time. And one of those truths was just this: time is a gift, right? That ultimately, James 1:17 says that every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And the ultimate gift was Jesus Christ, right? That God sent his son into this world that we might have eternal life, that he loved us so much that he gave us his son. And when we talk about time and this idea of a gift, right, that God desires a relationship with us, this relationship is more than just spending time with him. It's more than just praying a prayer. It's life, right? It's a fullness of life, an abundant life that we have the opportunity to be with Jesus over and over and over, to spend time with him, to learn to love him more, to spend time with him as often as we can. And ultimately, I think what happens is we just settle for less sometimes. Maybe God wants more from us. And so I think what happens is we just begin to settle. And I think it's a process, right? I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I'm going to settle today. Right? No, but compromise kind of creeps in, right? Like, okay, maybe I don't have time to read my Bible this morning. I'll do it later. And then later comes and you just don't get to do it. Or you wake up on a Sunday morning and you're like, man, I'm just really tired today. I'm going to stay home. And so next week comes and you just stay home. And the next week comes and you stay home. And so what happens is there just gets to be this compromise, right? And we start to get comfortable, just maybe not being all that we could be, right? And comfortable just starts to feel cozy. And listen, God didn't want us to be comfortable. God doesn't want us to be cozy, right? He wants us to stretch. He wants us to grow and learn more about him and just continually spend time with him. And so as we get comfortable, then we lower our expectations and we start to take less risk, right? A new family moves into the neighborhood and we're like, you know, I guess I could go tell them about Jesus, but maybe my other neighbor will do that instead. You know, and we just start to settle for being good, right? And listen, hear me, there's nothing wrong with being good, right? I mean, like, good is like going to Costco and getting a sample, right? Some of you eat lunch at Costco, you just try all the samples and then you're good to go, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good. But the idea is that you would enjoy that so much that you want even more, right? And so when you think about that, that's what God wants from us. He doesn't want us to settle for just being good. He wants it to be great. He wants us to just spend time with him in every aspect of our life, right? Like, I think about 1 Timothy 4, which says, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness, right? While bodily training is of some value, godliness is value in every way, as it holds promise to the present life and also for the life to come. God desires us to just continually be with him, to practice these spiritual disciplines of journaling and fasting and prayer and Bible reading. So that's my ultimate prayer for you today, is that we would just be focused on him, that we would desire God's greatness and not just settle for just being good. And so as you spend some time this morning in prayer, just pray that God would just allow you to experience him in a new way, in a full way today and this week. Father, we're grateful for your love for us. We're grateful that you did send your son Jesus so that we could have eternal life. Yeah, that we could experience joy and peace that ultimately only comes from you, that we could have forgiveness, Lord, of our sin because of what you did on the cross, and that you didn't stay dead, but Father, 3 days, you rose from the grave, and Father, we're grateful for the resurrection and the way that you conquered sin and that you conquered death. Lord, help us to experience a full life, Lord, a one that just continually strives to know you more. God, we love you, and we just pray this in Jesus' name.